Hi, good morning. Welcome to each one that is here this morning. First of all, I take care of announcements here. I've been thankful to be here. And thank you for the song service and the Sunday school. Thank you, Ed, for teaching. I always appreciate the Sunday school. So if you take a look at your bulletin, you can see that today we have a fellowship meal. Everyone is welcome to stay for that. And this coming Wednesday is the first Wednesday evening of the month, so we will have a small group Bible study. It'll be the first time for the new groups. And also there, looking ahead, we plan to have council meeting March 18th. And also the same day, we'll be voting, taking the voice of the church about the ordination, moving ahead with that. And then April 3rd, we plan to have communion. And then April 5th, on the Sunday morning, it's not in the bulletin, but we plan to have a sunrise service and probably have it here. We'll have more details on that later, but we expect to have it here. And then also ordination, April 26th, if the Lord is willing. We plan to move ahead with that. And then church cleaning. This week, Ryan and Rosanna Yoder. And then also, let's contact and or take volunteers to contact our missionaries. We're going to have two volunteers for Paul and Darlene Yoder in Belize. Thank you. And two for Kyle Hirschberger in Belize as well. One, two, thank you. And happy birthday, Jory. Six birthdays. All right. Also, one more announcement. Next Sunday would be the offering, that the offering goes to the mission fund. But we plan to lift an offering for Joe and Rachel. The first $500 will go to the mission fund, and then the rest will go to Joe and Rachel with their situation, having a lot of expenses there with Caitlin. So let's just remember that next Sunday and to help them out. So that's all I have for announcements. I'll open it up at this time if you, as a congregation, have anything.
Next Sunday evening, we're planning to have a Sunday evening service again next Sunday evening. And somebody, as far as I know from what I've heard, we're still planning that somebody's going to be sharing his testimony. And I think it's going to be an exciting evening. And as plans are, I think, yeah, we're going to have snack afterwards and something. So, yeah, come bring your friends and everybody, and hopefully see y'all.
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that prayed for Annie and whatever when we were going through that. Really appreciated that. And people who brought meals and whatever. I had meant to say something about it last Sunday or sometime already. But I just wanted to say a big thank you. It means a lot. When something like that happens, you realize just how much that the church really means when we stand behind each other and rally around each other and pray for each other. And I can't imagine if you'd have something like that happen where, I mean, obviously things went very well and everything, but, if you go through something like that and things wouldn't go as well and you wouldn't have the church there standing behind you. So let's keep that up. Let's stand there for each other. And it was great. So, yeah.
Just a quick, I guess, FYI. I got the rest of the Hymns of the Church songbooks came in. There was some on back order, so we plan to put the rest of those in the sanctuary here to try and fill that out. We left some of the red books in just as a kind of a second songbook for the time being. For small groups or whatever, we put the red songbooks down like into the furnace room area there. There's a couple boxes of the red songbooks down there if you want to borrow those. There are, I think, going to be some leftover Hymns of the Church. My thought kind of was maybe to reserve those for the song leaders and so forth. If they need a copy of a book or something like that, that way they can have it. The rest of those I'll probably put down in that room as well, but maybe we try and save some of those for later on, I guess. So just to give you a quick update, let you know kind of where that's at. Thank you.
All right, if no one else, am I missing anything, Tyler, that you can think of? All right, I'd like to read a few verses here in Proverbs. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Proverbs 3. And I'll begin reading in verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. When I read that, I was just blessed with that. And in verse 3, it says, mercy and truth forsake, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. It's saying to be, I take that as saying, let it be a part of who you are. And let it be in your heart. Jesus said, what is in our heart is what's going to come out. And verse 5 is a verse that I have needed the last few days, I guess. Our gas has been going on and off, and our house is a little cold, so I know it's not the end of the world, but it's still challenging. And then just reading that, knowing that God is still here to take care of us, and we'll be able to make it. So it doesn't have to be exactly how we want it always. So I was just blessed with that verse, and just thought I'd share that this morning with you. And this morning, Ryan will bring us the message, and I'm looking forward to that. And let's remember him in prayer also. So if you're ready, you can come forward, we'll pray, and then I'll turn the time over to you. Lord, we come before you this morning with thankful hearts for just being here together as believing brethren, and just thankful for this opportunity. Ask that you would speak to us through Ryan, and just bless him as he shares to us, that you can guide him, and that he can speak the words that you want him to speak. Just bless our time together. Just watch over us. Thank you for everything you do for us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.